Okay, so we continue in the Chazanish and Amunah and Bitachon. We're on page 34. The shiur was started as a schos li'ilah nishmas adir chavachayim alos ben shim shenariyeh, and should be a schos for Dave's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Machayim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schos for Fush Lema, for Chaim Deib ben Menarachol, and Chanaliyah b'Shein Darachol, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we're continuing with this idea. He's talking about the contrast between Dimyon and Seichel. Dimyon is this made-up approach, our invented way of thinking, our imagination, which a lot of times will lead us down a path of inappropriate thought or improper, will lead us to an improper conclusion, and Seichel, which leads us in the proper path. And he said that when it comes to emunah in a creator, so Seichel will say that, of course, when you look around, there has to be some being that created the world, but I'm able to stop at the initial starting point and not wonder further about Hashem himself. Whereas Dimyoin says, either take it all the way or don't take it at all, is if everything has a cause and effect, then where's God's cause, right? What created God, Chalila? And if you're going to tell me that that's not a question we should ask and that God's being supersedes a cause and effect, so then so could the rest of the world. So now he says like this. He says, Aval ein l'dimyon bina. But Dimyoin does not have perception, and therefore Dimyoin does not understand the difference between a physical existence and something that's beyond the physical. He called Nimsa Shieshle Midav Ketzav Ayrach V'Roich V'Shetach. Any entity that has a defined measurement, dimension, whether it's length, width, size, Anu Mitzayrim B'Dateinu Ahedroi, we can envision it that in our minds that it doesn't exist. V'Chol Nimtzayim B'Suk Hazeh. Anything in this category that is has a finite dimension, must have a time frame for its existence. What does that mean, a time frame? It means any object that's physical that we can picture has a point where it came into being, has a beginning. Anything that has a beginning exists, right? So we look around. I have a computer. I'm looking at a computer right now. Did the computer start out as a computer? No, it was basic components that someone put together and created the computer. Where did the basic components come from? Well, different parts of the world, plastic, metal, and those also, where did the plastic come from? Where did the metal come from, right? So everything has, so to speak, a cause and effect. And since everything has a point of coming into existence, there had to be a creator. There had to be someone or something at the starting point that brought it into existence. So again, anything that's physical has a fixed measurement, meaning a fixed dimension, which means that it has a beginning. And if it has a beginning, it means it has a creator. Aval yesh nimtzayim, but says the Chazon Ish, there are entities, she'ein lehem le'midav le'shetach. They don't have a measure. They don't take up any space. They nimtzayim b'chiyuv, but they certainly exist. V'lo yitzoyah b'hem heder. But we can't conceive that these entities don't exist. What's an example? Name hamuschalais, any intellectual concept. And this is something I mentioned yesterday. K'moy beis pa'am and beis heim dalet. So the concept of 2 times 2 equals 4. Now, I told you yesterday that although that's a physical constant in this world was created with din. Elikim created the world. Math is din, because math is exact. So 2 times 2 equals 4. We cannot imagine 2 times 2 not equaling 4. Just like we cannot imagine a world without time. We can't wrap our minds around it, but it certainly exists. It's a concept. So for us, now he's talking now about geometry, the hypotenuse of a right triangle is longer than its sides. I don't want to get anyone on here scared that we're going to go into that even more. But again, the idea of geometry, and all of these concepts, physics, biology, chemistry, so many kinds of mathematics, so many concepts that in our minds are a constant. They logical concepts don't have a physical being. The Ein Eslim Tziyosan, and they're basically they seem to be beyond the concept of time. They weren't born and they'll never die. Again, it's a constant. It exists. Now we can sense them. Okay, math, the concept of math, that's not something that you could sense, but your neshama can feel it, he says. That was granted to a person so he could understand and comprehend it, right? A behemoth cannot understand the concept of 2 times 2, but we can because we have a nefesh, we have a neshama. Such an entity is the existence of Hashem. In other words, that's how Hashem is. Hashem is like math. It's beyond our comprehension. It exists beyond time. Mamzi kol nitzayin. Hashem brought into existence all things. Ach ein liyitzer shum musar v'malusam. But no creation is capable of understanding and having any idea about the essence of Hashem. Ki hu yizbarach ba'al koyach ba'al bechira. Because unlike other non-physical concepts like math and like science, Hashem has absolute power. Hashem determines his own actions. Yodea kol yitzurav, he knows all creations. Yodea maaseyam, he knows their deeds. Yodea tzarkam, he knows their needs. Kol mizrachei shimoyam, everything that happens with them. Umaves kol anasa v'kol alomas b'tzon yisbara. And he orchestrates everything that's going to happen in all of the worlds. He kol anasa b'tzon kishuri yisbarach v'in kol pulu zolos yisbara. That everything that happens has to happen only with the consent of Hashem. And nothing can happen against Hashem if Hashem does not want it to happen. So this is right here, we have just crossed, and this is one of the fundamental ideas of this sefer. If someone said to you, give me the foundation of emunah, it's not something we talk about. We talk a lot about bitachon, and people are very well versed. But talk to me about emunah. Emunah is, on a very deep level, is understanding that the world is telling you everything about the world and about our human biology, and when we look around at nature, everything is begging to for us to recognize that there is a creation, that there is a before and an after, and that something exists because something brought it into being. And at the same time, not to take that to the nth degree and to say, well, it's all or nothing, but to recognize that there are concepts like math, like science, like nature that exist beyond the physical. But they clearly exist. 2 times 2 does equal 4. No, it's a concept no one can argue. In our minds, it doesn't seem like it's something that's bound by the physical. It's not bound by time. It seems like it's a universal fact that exists before us and after us. And so the point of having that is for us to recognize there is a possible for an entity like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to exist beyond time. And to take it now to the final conclusion, those concepts which in our minds are universal facts, they're not really universal. Hashem created even those concepts themselves. And I've mentioned this before, but I'll leave you with this. This is really one of the fundamental questions that I always have. And I think I mentioned this certainly when we did some of the other Svarim. This is a question that I have when I come up to the Bezin Shalmaila. I really need an answer to this question. If our starting point is that there is nothing in this world that's a given, every single concept from Aleph to Tav was brought into being by Hashem. Hashem is the only thing, and there's no constant. So we are told, the beginning of, I believe it's either Mesiyah Shishar Mechavos Avavos, but we are told, why did Hashem put us in this world? In order to get close to Him. How do we get close to Him? We have opportunities, we have Bechira. Why didn't Hashem just put us right in Olam Haba? So the Moses Farim say, because we wouldn't feel that appreciation, that accomplishment, if we just got it as a gift, we feel better about it, and a person feels if he earns it. So the question that I always have is, well, that feeling of guilt, Hashem created that feeling. Don't create the feeling of guilt. Put us straight in Olam Haba and let nature be that we appreciate gifts more than if we earned it. Like the whole basic concept of us feeling less gratitude if we are given something than if we earn it, I have a problem with because that means that that concept overrides the creation of human being, but it's not true. That feeling in and of itself was a creation of Hashem. So that's my, so to speak, million-dollar question that I, Emir Tzeshem, hope to have. But again, hopefully this gives us a little bit of a insight in Emunah.